See, today talking about portion sizes in our chat about nutrition. So that's all coming up on the show right now. It's news time. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa insists he was not informed about the disbandment of the PKTT. The MK party reinstates John Hlophe, and the gold price decreases further. President Ramaphosa has insisted that suspended Police Minister Senzo Mchunu did not consult him about the disbandment of the Political Killings Task Team. The President revealed this in his response to Parliament's ad hoc committee that is investigating allegations of police collusion with criminals. He says Mchunu only informed him about the PKTT's disbandment in February last year. Ramaphosa says he told Mchunu about his disbandment with not being Ramaphosa says he told Mchunu about his dissatisfaction with not being told about the disbandment. The Umkhonto weSizwe party has reinstated John Hlophe as its leader in parliament and first deputy leader. Eyewitness News reports that Hlophe's suspension was lifted yesterday. He was suspended in November last year after he was accused of making decisions without consulting the party's leader, Jacob Zuma. Des van Rooyen was acting as the party's deputy leader in Hlophe's absence. Eastern Cape MEC for Economic Development, Environmental Affairs and Tourism, Nokubela Peters, urges communities to tackle crime along coastlines. Peters made the call while attending the African Coastal Marine Tourism Trade Market in the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium yesterday. According to the MEC, it is crucial for communities to work with law enforcement authorities to fight and reduce marine crime. Peters says this will help to ensure more tourists visit the province. The ANC's Deputy Secretary General Nomvula Mokonyane says the American ambassador to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell, has not yet been received by the head of state, President Ramaphosa. Mokonyane says, therefore, the ANC will not meet with him as he is still illegitimate. Bozelli met with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation's head of diplomacy, Clayson Moyela, to present his copy of his credentials. Mokonyane says they have noted that others have met with him, but if they were to have such a meeting, it would be fruitless because he is not yet legitimately in the country as an ambassador. The gold price has hit its lowest level in a month as commodity prices continued to fall yesterday. The war in Iran and higher than expected inflation have added pressure to commodity prices. Prices have dropped by more than 3.4% this month. Analysts say the gold price is still higher than 10% this year compared to last. This is due to geopolitical risks that continue to support the demand for the commodity. Moving to international news, a top cardinal at the Vatican has called on America and Israel to end the war in Iran as soon as possible. Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin says Israel should also stop its strikes in Lebanon. Parolin has been the Vatican's Secretary of State since 2013. His calls follow similar calls from Pope Leo, who had calls for nations to stop fighting. Parolin says he is worried that the war could continue to escalate. And now we're moving to sports news. MotoGP returns to Brazil for the first time since 2004, with the championship heading to Ayrton Senna Racetrack in the historic comeback for the sport. With no current rider having raced at the circuit in the modern era, the event represents a complete reset, creating a rare level playing field without the usual data-driven advantages. Championship leader Pedro Acosta arrived in strong form after an impressive opening in Thailand, while South Africa's Brad Binder consistently highlights KTM's early competitiveness. Marc Marquez is also headlining this weekend, with his experience and racecraft expected to play a key role in what promises to be an unpredictable contest. Financials. Gold was selling at $4,855.81 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $111.73. US dollar, R16.94. The British pound, R22.50. And the euro, R19.44. A Bitcoin, currently $71,268.39. That's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving to the weather forecast, having a look at the forecast for the province for the rest of today, supplied by the SA Weather Service. Severe weather alerts, no impact.